This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 228. I'm not that dirty. Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I am Pandalicious.
Welcome to our post-Christmas spectacular.
You like that? Because I'm trying to do spectacular things.
Yes.
I know you like that.
I like a lot of things.
I know you prefer.
Well, yes, but we're not getting into that.
I know.
But if you want to get into it, you can definitely.
You can email me.
Wait. Whoa.
Just kidding.
That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about information.
Yeah.
We're talking about mind share. We're talking about
wisdom.
We're talking about visiting us on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com. Or you can use our short address, which is
ESH.co. That's ESH.co. The short address will bounce it to the long one. You can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or just questions for us, you can email us at mailbag@landofesh.com. iTunes, subscribe, do it now.
That's right, because when you go to iTunes
and write a review, bitches,
we like to read the reviews.
We only have like 18. We've been here for 4 years now. If we average that out, that's pathetic. Get it done.
Are you saying that we're pathetic?
Why no, are you them, people? Them.
This is post-Christmas. You're supposed to be full of holiday cheer.
No.
You seem to be full of piss and vinegar.
Because we've been there for like 4 years. We only have 18 reviews.
Well, it's not like we've been telling people to review us on iTunes.
Well, you
it's like
know
the
what?
First time
now,
you brought it up. You can't now, be all bitchy just because you're now, just bringing it up.
Now.
Are you a cow?
Now. That sounds more like a cat when you do it. But anyway, now is the time to review it. Because we need the support, people. I don't feel the love.
Well, you shouldn't feel the love, because that means that they're not through the internet no more. They're coming in your windows. They're snatching your peoples up.
Just saying. You just need... Just review us.
Go...
Before, and they better be good, too.
Hey. You can't demand. Don't be that person.
All right, three stars are better.
Shush. Don't be that person. All right, but go to the iTunes Music Store. If you enjoy the show, click the subscribe button, because when you do, you'll get each and every episode of our podcast that we put out on the web the moment we put it out on the web. So make sure that you do that, because it's in its entirety. Some of the stuff that gets cut off in other places doesn't get cut off there. And it's also available in the Zune Marketplace for the three of you that have Zunes.
Zune.
So you can. There's no excuse to not get the eshness. On the go, that's fine. Again, iTunes Store on your mobile. Get it on your iPad. Get it on your iPod. Get it on your iPhone. Just get it on your thing.
All right. Yeah, on your thing.
What? Damn it.
Yep. All
right.
That
you know
was
what I meant,
all
though.
You, sis.
You know what I meant. Dang you, internets. So, yeah. Make sure that you do that, because it's pretty flipping awesome.
If you don't want to do that, and I still don't understand why you wouldn't, but
yeah,
in
really
case that
it.
You don't want to, you can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine, but you should be looking out for the other shows that fly underneath our banner, too.
That's right, because we're not the only thing that makes up the Land of Esh, although we did kind of start it. With our shows going out each and every Monday, you can catch a brand new episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade podcast on Tuesday, and then follow that up with a brand new episode of the Geek Aggro podcast on Wednesday. That's right, we got your nerd covered to hump day. And then for the rest of the week, well, there's all the stuff that we have on Twitter, the stuff that we have on our respective websites, the magazine, the Flickr, the Facebook. You got questions, we've got answers, so make sure that you follow us, like us. I was going to say something else, but that was going to be really bad, so I won't say that. But we're all over the internet, so make sure that you're checking it out. You can get a hold of all of it in one nice, neat little place by visiting landofesh.com. So make sure that you bookmark that, and you're hitting that on a regular basis. Like, tap that on a regular basis.
You are just...
I know, I'm just throwing them out there. I'm full of holiday spirit, and as such, that also makes me enjoy the double and sometimes triple entendre.
That was entendre.
Yeah, you pronounce
there's
it
your way. There's an R-E there. They're kind of sound like
you can say double entendre.
Entendu?
Entendre.
Whatever.
Double entendre.
I'm not fucking Canadian.
And you're not French either.
Yeah, that I'm not French Canadian or French Canadian.
You're not French Canadian or French Canadian.
Though Quebec and Montreal, totally kick ass. Poutine, all the way, dudes.
You mean poutine?
Poutine? No, poutine. That's how they say it. Don't say it the other way, because they'll smack you.
Nobody will smack me. I'll shank them.
They will think about smacking.
They're Canadians. No, they won't.
That's not true. I know some fierce Canadians, man.
Well, there must be more.
They let
on
their
the
hockey
French
fans.
Wait. When you're dealing with hockey, that's different. I'm talking about, like, if you mispronounce something, they're not going to be like, I shank you, eh?
Eh?
All right, that's not going to happen.
Hey, I'm going to shake it.
Dude, if you're at a hockey game, though, yes, the hooligan comes out. But if I'm sitting there like, ooh, poutine, and then they're not going to be like, oh, it's poutine, XD. Poutine. Okay, they're not going to be like that.
Oui.
Okay, their friends will be like, oh, you like it, yes?
And then you'd be like, no, and then they'll be like, I shake you.
And then they'll shank me. Canadians do carry shanks. We're just letting
you
know.
We love you, Canadians.
It's a PSA. Totally, no.
We got Canadian listeners.
Dude,
who
we
are
have a lot of awesome fans. Canadian
Send
otherwise.
Some Canadian bacon.
Oh my god, that was so good.
From Canada.
I seriously love Canadian bacon pizza. That's like, oh, in my mouth. Alright, anyway, we have a show to do, which we should probably get to, because that's kind of our thing.
It's well, what we kind of offer for us to not do the show.
It does. I do feel like something is missing when we don't do a show.
Like a leg. An appendage.
Yeah, and then I have, like, phantom feelings about it. I'm like, I feel like we did a show. But
it's like, I feel like I'm missing something very important on my Saturday. Well, lately.
Sundays. Hey, well, you know.
We keep sliding here.
Shizzle happens. We're getting back on the track, though. Okay? We're slowly making progress. So let's progress into the show. We got a bunch of things to talk about. Mostly want to talk about Christmas, because we celebrate it. Like,
any
a lot?
Any holiday that says, I'll give you presents if you give me presents is a good holiday in my book.
Any holiday where I get stuff is a good holiday. It's better if I'm not, like, giving stuff out at the same time.
I like to give and receive.
I like, well, you know what? Stop it. All right. Here we go. I like to receive.
And more, give very minimally.
No. I like to receive more than to give.
That's very selfish.
Shut up.
Of you.
Listen, I didn't say I don't like to give. I'm saying I enjoy the receivership more than. Why are you being such a douche? I'm just saying. I'm being honest. I'm owning up to my shizzles.
Man, I just give all day long. I would just give. It's the
You're
season.
You're so full of shh.
No, it's not. It's true. Do you know how many Salvation Army people got, like, fives from me?
And no, I don't roll that's up. A beautiful thing, okay? I'm not talking.
I mean, give.
Look, you give those people during the holiday season. What do you give the Salvation Army in March?
Whenever I see them,
if
I got money.
That's because you're great, okay? What did you give me for my birthday?
Your birthday hasn't happened yet.
No, last year.
I didn't have a... I had just gotten my job when your birthday happened.
I'm just saying, all right? We need to, like, quantify, okay?
Whenever I had it, I gave.
Exactly, and that's a good thing. What I'm saying
is... I give all the time.
You shut up. You do not. What I'm saying is, if you're honest with your shit...
When I don't have anything to give, I can't give nothing.
I didn't finish my damn question.
It's a statement.
Well,
not a question.
No, it's going to be a question if you actually let it get, like, out of my mouth. Yeah, that's what's up. Okay. If you're honest with yourself and your shit,
yeah.
Do you not enjoy getting just a little bit more than giving? If you're honest. Like, seriously.
I don't know.
When your birthday comes around, aren't you like,
I don't get a lot of shit for my birthday. My friends be cheap.
Well, you need new friends.
Cheap. Like little baby birds.
You got little baby bird friends.
Baby
you need to, like,
friends.
Upgrade.
Like,
Panda, let me upgrade you. Because you need some
Panda,
better friends.
It's your birthday. Let's go out to drink. I can only drink one drink. Hey! It's on me, buddy!
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh,
I know, some
bastards.
Of your friends are, like, kind of lame.
Yeah.
Seriously, you need to upgrade.
I can't find them on Craigslist. That's just asking for murder.
Yeah, it is. You don't want to do that. Not on Craigslist.
No.
No, you should go on Facebook and find some friends of my friends. You should have some of the friends of my friends. Anyway, what I'm getting to is, holidays are awesome. We got some really, really neat, fun stuff in, and we want to talk a little bit about all that stuff. And we also want to know what you got or didn't get for the holiday season.
That you wanted.
That you wanted. Or didn't know that you wanted until you got it. Because don't you like those gifts? Like, you get the gift and you're like, I didn't really need that.
And like, then you start using it. Craig, but now that I have it.
Oh my god, that's going to be one of the
things
we're talking
about.
I don't know why I lived without it. You know, those kinds of things. Or you get something you didn't know that was going to be so helpful to you, and now you're like, wow.
It's like, oh my god, I didn't know this prosthetic leg was going to come in handy. Man, I didn't know I was going to hit by that bus. Good thing I had this prosthetic leg. Thanks, Mom.
You were so wrong for that. Wow.
It's like, why'd you give me a glass eye?
No
foreshadow. Foreshadowing. I'm just saying.
All right, so I'm going to jump in, especially since you already brought it up. The first thing that I got for Christmas that was awesome was my Keurig coffee maker. Now, I'm going to... yes, I am a coffee maker and drinker. I drink a lot of coffee. And I'm not a snob about my coffee. Okay? Dunkin' Donuts? Yep. Love it. Starbucks? Yep. Love it.
Come on, be dead honest, though. You wish that there were more Starbuckses in the city that we're in.
Oh, hell yeah.
Especially because we don't have them. We have to go a city over to get...
In any direction, I've got to go a city over to get the Starbucks. So it doesn't happen as much as I'd like it to, but it does happen. But for the longest time, you know, I'm the only coffee drinker in my house, as opposed to our house in general.
Her immediate.
In my immediate apartment facility.
In her marriage family.
Yes, I'm the only coffee drinker. And so it doesn't make sense to get like a 12-pot coffee maker. Because
unless you drink a whole shitload of coffee.
And I don't drink a whole shitload of coffee. Like, I drink like half a shitload.
Right.
On a daily basis. Right. And so I had a Senseo coffee maker, but it was really loud and the,
loud coffee!
It was.
It's perking in your kitchen!
there's no way to quietly go in and make a cup of coffee and go back to the living room because it's like, you're like, oh.
That was a pretty good, you know, rendition of your coffee.
Yeah, it was. I
heard that sound before.
I've made a lot of coffee with that coffee maker.
Sweet damn.
And so I was looking for a new one, and they had a better model, but Esh Mom actually called me on a phone, woke me up.
Ring, ring.
Ring, ring. Ringy, dingy, dingy. On a Sunday morning, and woke me up and said, you have to come upstairs. And so I went upstairs, and on TV, they had an ad for this, you know, new Keurig maker, and I thought, could be nice. Well, guess what? Santa was awesome, and I got one. And I have to say, as far as one-cup coffee makers go, my Keurig is great. It's got a really nice, tall water reservoir. I love the fact that I can set it up to automatically brew cups in the morning to turn itself off. Very simple setup. It came with a ridiculous amount of... K-cups, which are little cups of measured out coffee that you can put in and make them. And there's a great variety. And I've gone online to check out a bunch of different shops that make them. And so if you only make, you know, a cup or so in the morning and a cup or so in the evening on a regular basis and don't necessarily want to invest in a big coffee maker, I gotta tell you, this thing is a pretty bitch-ass way to go. It's awesome. I absolutely, absolutely love this thing. It's quiet. The apple cider is the shizzles, especially when you put a little liquor
in
it.
Not to mention that you have some customizable colors for people who have particular colored kitchens.
Yep. And, you know, you can still get a filter that you can put in your own coffees that you want. So if I want a Starbucks cup of coffee, I can actually get grounds and put in and make myself a cup of varying sizes. You know, some one-cup makers only do, like, 6 ounce or 8 ounce, but this thing does anything from 3, so you could do espressos and things like that, up to, you know, a tumbler-sized one. So I gotta say, the Keurig thing was definitely up on the list of Santa, you are so awesome to me this year. What about you?
I would have to say that something that was pretty awesome that I wasn't expecting actually came from you.
Me?
Yep. And I know. You give me awesome things. Never.
No.
But,
because I'm a douche.
No, she's not. No, she's... She likes to pretend.
What?
On pretend day, she's like, I'm going to pretend to be a douche.
Oh, no. On pretend day, I'm like, I'm going to pretend to be a normal human being.
I'm going to be a BMW. Anyway. What? Never mind. You need to listen to that podcast. You do. You need to hop on the MBMBA train.
Wait, the MBTA train?
No, the MBMB.
Oh, my brother and me?
Hell yes. Mm. Get on that train. That's I'm buying train. A fucking t-shirt and a mug. It's happening.
All right, do your thing.
So we already know that I'm really big into customization, and I know I'd written a piece on gel skins, like, a long time ago.
Like, forever and, like, a day.
And, yeah, and I really wasn't expecting this to come across, but Ninja went and got me a skin for my Slim. And at first, for a while, then when I first got my
Slim... Your Xbox 360 Slim, you mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta have to, you know, look, somebody might be listening to this podcast for the first time.
They might think my PS3 Slim. Right, because now they're both Slims.
Yep.
But anyway, for my Xbox 360 Slim, and when I first got it, I had no intentions of putting anything on it, because it's really kind of slim and sexy looking all by itself. So, you know, I really didn't have the inclination to even start looking at anything to put on them. And then when she showed me the customized skin that she made, I was like, oh, that has to go on my Xbox, like, right now. And now it's the Esh box. And there is a picture of me on Twitter with it. And it looks really cool. And, I mean, granted, I don't have a steady enough hand to put that on myself. But
I can skin it. If it exists, I can skin it.
But, I mean, it was really thoughtful, you know, and who doesn't like to pimp themselves out on everything?
I mean, first of all, the ESH coat of arms is pretty bitchin'. And I'm not just saying that because I made it. Although I totally made it.
Are you sure you're not?
I'm not just saying, just because I made it.
But that's one of the...
I mean, it heavily factors into...
Why?
The opinion.
Okay.
Okay. But it's not the reason.
Right.
Okay. But it looks damn good on all the stuff that we've put it on. I mean, the skin that, you know, we made for your MacBook Pro, it looks great on there.
I know.
You know, it looks great on the tags for the Astro Gaming headset.
I want to get one for my iPhone, which I need to clean because it's really dirty on
your phone is kind of dirty.
Yeah.
Just like you. But,
I'm not that dirty.
You're not that dirty?
I can't, because I'd be lying. I'd be lying if I said, I'm squeaky clean. No.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
I'm a gray. I'm a light gray.
Right? There's nothing wrong with that.
No, which is why I'm able to admit that.
Okay. So I love making my tech look unique. And it's really difficult, I find, to find places where you can do that with your consoles without having to either pay a lot of money to have it done or to get something that won't damage your console on the back end, because I'm thinking of resale when new devices come out, you know? And so it's one of the reasons why I love Jelliskins is because their vinyl and their adhesive, which is just made by 3M, which we all know are the tape people, you know, doesn't leave any residue on a device, even if the device gets really warm. So I'm very comfortable with putting their skins on things like the Xbox 360 or a PS3, which we all know get very, very hot with a minimal amount of use. Okay, I still wouldn't put one on one of the old Apple TVs, but I probably would put one on the new Apple TV if it didn't look so damn cute.
I know, it is
so
very
little tiny
cute.
And everything.
It's all black. You got black on black on black down here.
I do. I'm running all like night, midnight, except, you know, my Wii. But actually, I take that back because I have a ninja skin on my Wii, so it's black and red. See? So yeah, everything down here, all the consoles are now blackened, if you will.
Man.
Yeah. Man. But you know, I plan on skinning my Xbox 360 and my PS3. And to be honest with you, the Xbox skin will probably be a different flavor of the skin that I made for you.
Because, I mean, that's pretty awesome.
It came out pretty bitchin'. I'm really happy about that. And then the PS3 skin, I think I'm going to do in the Land of Esh kind of look. So they'll have the Geek Aggro logo and the B3 logo and have everybody represented.
Everyone together.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to throw up everybody on there. But I like doing that. You know, I wish that the colorware process wasn't as expensive, because I'd love to have colorware, like, do something. Do you know about them?
No.
Okay, so what Colorware PC does is you can either buy a device from them, or you can send them your device. Sending them your device is a little bit cheaper process, but they will actually pull it all apart
and
paint and lacquer it however you like.
Nope.
So you can do beats that way. You could do a console that way.
Nope.
If you're a company, you can have your own. Yeah. Nope. And I've never had the balls to send them.
Nope.
Any of my devices. Because I'm like,
No.
I know you're all reputable and stuff because lots of people have used you and all, but I'm like, And then the price of buying something new from them to have them do it is just like,
technical foul.
Because that's a technical foul. But I wish that I could.
Nope.
Because they do a great job. Nope. And so I find that, you know, the poor man's colorware is jealous.
Did you say the porn man's?
Poor man's.
Oh.
Poor man's.
That is like you said, porn.
The poor man's.
What would porn men want their ex? Why would they want their junk?
They want titties. They want titty skins.
No. Just sounds like tater skins. Now I'm hungry. That's just gross.
Oh my god, tater tots would be so good right now.
Titty skins.
That's just ew! What's wrong with you?
That's nasty.
You're disgusting.
That's horrible.
Nobody said anything like that.
You said titty skins.
No, it didn't.
Yeah,
I didn't. You I said those would be like titties.
You said no, they want titty skins.
Yeah, but I meant
skins
like,
for their life.
No, a skin with titties on
it. Do you
know
how awkward that would be? Like, let's imagine this. We're staring at your TV with you. Could you imagine your Xbox with boobs? I mean,
no, I wouldn't want boobs on my
imagine
Xbox.
You're a lesbian. Would you want to see boobs? No.
Yes.
You're
if I'm a lesbian, I want to see boobs.
I would not. No, wait. Would they be covered boobs or would they be like, hi, boobs?
I would like boobs that I could uncover. So that way you could keep them covered, you know, be classy. But maybe
you have tits on your Xbox and you're worried about being classy.
Well, I mean, your parents might come over. You don't want to just be like, and that's my Xbox with titties. You want to be able to, you know, cover
hey, Ash Mom, look at them titties! I
don't
want to.
You should be like, oh, really?
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah, really.
No, anyway, no.
But I'm just saying. I could understand.
Or what? Like
well,
a really
especially, what about, especially with the Kinect hack that's going that people have been able to do now. You
which
know,
one?
Make the wrong well the one where you can make the you know the sexual game where you can you know like be rubbing on the chicken.
I have not seen.
You didn't
that
see one. The hack? Yeah.
No, I saw the one with the guy who was it was the hack was like making bras on where it would find where a person would have boobs. And then we put a bra on them. Granted, he wouldn't get anyone else who'd model it. So, like, it's just him. And then you see all these different colored bras. And you're like, wow, dude.
That's yeah, that's a bit. No. Somebody made, a sex game. And they were showing off how you could use Kinect to, like.
Wait,
you
does
take
the girl,
your hand
like, make sounds and stuff?
You need to get out on the internet more, obviously.
Like, that's a little
and
awkward.
So, like, there's one where, like, you can see the video. And she's, like, posed out in a chair just like, ha! In lingerie,
and, you can
and
just
like you can take your
it?
Hand and you can like you know first you gotta rub. Well, you got it's just like any sim game. You gotta get in the mood, so you gotta start you know first by rubbing on the thigh, and then she opens a little more.
No, see, thigh is already hot zone, so you can't go anywhere below the. You can't go into Mexico. You need to start in Canada. Come by New York.
Some people like to go to Tijuana, like, right away.
No.
They don't even want to. They don't even
go
to Cabo. They just
want
to go to Tijuana.
You gotta go to Canada. New York, nope. Georgia.
Nope, fuck Georgia.
And then
fuck New York.
Texas.
Fuck Texas. Tijuana.
No.
Sometimes you just gotta get on the plane and jump.
Sorry, don't think so.
I'm just saying.
You don't cross, you don't cross my borders that way.
Oh.
Where's your paperwork at?
I don't need no stinky papers.
Yeah, you do.
All right, so anyway, as I was saying, I think, why are we so tangenty? I think...
Because it's after Christmas.
It is after Christmas, and we're a little giddy. But I like jealous skins a lot. As I said, there are the poor man's colorware.
Oh, right. Thank you.
and I, you know, for the price, you just can't go wrong. Like, I have a whole housing skin on my iPhone that I absolutely love, and I've had it almost since I had the iPhone. I think I got the skin the week after I got my iPhone. And I'm beginning a new one now just because...
It's time.
It's time. You know, I'm ready to for a different look. And, it, you know, because it's a full housing, I absolutely love it. So I'll probably be getting another one from there. So I'm glad that you enjoyed that gift. Because in all honesty, I was like, I don't think that she'd actually really like it. I'd probably put it on there. She's like, why does it have electric scissors on it? Why could you do something else?
No, because I like to pimp myself out. I'm not like I liked my hoodie, my little tracksuit, until the bleach got to it.
Yeah. It got bleached?
On the arms, there's like pink spots. Oh, you're kidding like a me. Cheetah. It's actually really kind of funny. It's the same pink as my original avatar, but there's splotches on the arms like a cheetah. Oh. It was raining, and Esh Mom had made me do the pool, and she's like, quickly pour this bleach in, and it splattered, and it attacked me in the, and only on the arms though, but it's still kind of like, I got cheetah arms. It doesn't mess the coat of arms or anything, but I'm just kind of like, motherfucker.
Oh.
Yeah, cheetah.
Damn.
Pink cheetah.
You cheetah?
Cheetah.
Oh, yeah. Matt Damon. All right.
So I'm like, no. But I mean, this way, I don't have to worry about bleach, because if a bleach goes anywhere near my Xbox, I'm shanking some bitch.
Yep. Somebody's dying.
Someone is dead.
Dead.
They're already dead.
They're still
dead. Their body will be uncovered.
They're dead, man, walking, man. You know, they don't know they're dead yet, but they're dead.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But no, I was really surprised by that. I really liked that.
Yay!
So, okay.
I don't suck as a gift giver.
No! My God.
Although I like getting gifts.
Anyway, so another one from you?
Okay, gonna have to go with Slingbox Pro HD. Oh my Jesus, I love this thing so much. It's redonkulous. I have to thank you guys out there for giving me your recommendations on what to do as far as my streaming media, but the Sling totally won, and after I finally got my network thing actually cooperating with it, is total, like, full of win. It is so full of win, it's ridiculous. The box sits right on top of the cable box upstairs, and I can...
I know, she can get whatever she wants without really having to pay.
I think I pay in other ways.
Yes.
I think that would be an accurate statement.
You compensate for
the liberties that I take. I think I will
reimburse. She does.
Probably even
I don't know if the government would agree, but
government can suck a dick.
Don't you mean eat a dick?
No, they can suck it. They don't have to eat it, because then they'd be cannibals. That's just wrong. So you can just suck a dick.
But you always say eat a dick.
I know. I'm trying to be better in 2011.
So now you're trying to preserve the dick?
Well, the dick should always be preserved. That's another podcast. But the Sling Box from Sling Media, if you're not aware, basically allows you to capture the audio and video coming in from any source, really. So whether it's your Xbox or your PS3, your cable box or whatever, lets you bring that in and then either record it or rebroadcast that out to other devices that are Sling Aware. So, for instance, you can actually get Sling Aware.
Sling Aware.
Okay. So, for instance, with the Pro HD, I can actually connect it to, Esh Mom's cable, and then...
Which is what she's doing. let's not fake it out.
Hey!
If we're gonna talk about the capabilities, let's talk about them in a real capacity.
Why you gotta put my business out on the street? You know, you don't have to put
like,
all
I'm
that
hanging ninjas business on the flagpole. Everybody look at it. It's waving in the breeze.
You know? Like, you don't have to do that. But anyway... So, got it hooked up to the cable box, and then we're using the Sling Media app for the iPad, or for iPhone, or on the computer, I can then watch that cable. I have little IR sensors that control the cable box, so I can change the channel, get information in, and send that information back out. And it works really well. I get the HD channels, you know, just as if I was up there. I can watch it in full screen. Mm-hmm. And because I have a video cable for my iPad, I can actually play whatever I'm playing on my iPad out through my 42-inch TV. So it allows me to have my entertainments whenever I like, however I like, without having to disturb anybody else. Or get a landline from Verizon. Suck it, Trebek! So I absolutely love it. It was really, really easy to set up once I was able to get an Ethernet cable that was long enough. We need much longer cables. But it works really well. The setup was really straightforward. And what I love is that Sling has really, really well thought out guides to help you set up your router stuff so you can actually get out past your firewall or the firewall probably that your provider creates.
What about the fire portal?
No, it doesn't really give you anything about the fire portal. That you got to figure out yourself.
Oh, that's lame.
Well, you know, they can't be everything to everybody. You know?
You mean like MasterCard?
No. That's mastering the possibilities. Visa's everywhere you want to be.
What about American Express?
Don't talk to me. I thought you were going to say Discover. I was like, I don't want to talk about Discover. Pretty much Amateur says, I'm rich, bitch! Actually, I think it's No Limit.
Money's not a problem.
Yep. Anyway. I ain't got no limit till I go, you know, stupid. Until I stop paying, I ain't got no limit. Anyway, so I absolutely, absolutely love the Sling Box. And I've basically now gone all streaming media for my entertainment between Netflix, Crunchyroll, and Sling. I'm now all digital on that. Which is pretty fucking cool. You're
moving in digital.
Digital, digital. I am a digital. Kinda. Sorta. Mostly. Except for the turntable. Turntable's still analog.
Gotta That's keep right,
some,
you're...
The... Gotta keep some analog, man. Gotta love the vinyl. What else you got that made you go, hee-hee-hee?
Well, I mean, I've talked about this all the time about really good gifts for other people when you really don't know what they'd want, but, you know, the places that they tend to like to frequent... To always invest in gift cards.
I believe we might have mentioned that on our holiday gift card special.
I believe that we did.
I believe that we did.
And I know that I also think I talked about, you know, all those Mac users out there to maybe start investing in upgrading any of their Mac, you know. Yeah. Who knew? So I pretty much went around and asked everybody to just get me Apple Store gift cards.
Yep.
Obviously, if you're not hip to the tip, you know, iTunes cards will not
hip
work.
Hip to the tip? Did you just, like, straight up say that?
Yeah.
That's what just came out of your mouth?
Yeah.
You said hip to the tip?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Yep.
I just...
You did that.
Anyway. So if you're not hip to the know, like the know-how...
How about in the know?
If you're not in the know, the hip to the tip. Wonderful corporation of, you know, Apple, Macintosh, pretty much separated all their gift cards. So, you know, you've got ones that are specifically
for
music.
Dude, the gift cards have been separated for
I know,
ever.
But for everybody who didn't know, because I was unaware of this for quite some time.
Well, I kept telling you, you just don't listen when I
don't.
Talk.
So maybe some people weren't listening to us when we were talking before, so I'm just going to reiterate it now.
All right, that makes sense.
So they have different gift cards for different things. So if you want any of the hardware in the store, you need an Apple Store card. If you want music, you can get an iTunes gift card. They have app ones for apps. I know they have a iPhone one now, strictly for buying iPhones.
Yeah,
I did
there's
see
a
that.
Gift card strictly for buying iPhone. And it's not really different than the store one, but it just makes it really clear when you're using it that it's for iPhone.
Because it kind of says iPhone on it.
Right, and it's black and it's shiny, and you can actually put an amount for the iPhone plus tax in whatever state that you're in. That you're getting based on whatever capacity you
get.
And this year they also had one that they added for the iPad.
Yeah.
And they also added a bookstore gift card just for purchasing books in the iBookstore.
So I kind of like the fact that they're segregating all of them. Because then, you know,
even
like,
though segregation is wrong.
Usually wrong.
Typically.
But I like it in this capacity. I had no issues with this. So, I mean, I pretty much told everybody I just want Apple Store gift cards because I'm hoping that I'll be able to purchase myself a MacBook Air.
MacBook Air! So pimp.
Yes.
So pimp.
I initially thought I was going to go and get myself an iPad, but I think...
Also pimp.
I mean, I could afford one now because actually a lot of people listened to me this year.
Just about everybody.
Just about everybody listened to me, and even people who didn't get the memo... were then told the memo and did it.
Yep.
So apparently if you ask enough people, word of mouth will happen.
Word of mouth. It's strong, bitches.
It will happen. So, you know, and that was perfect because it's exactly what I asked for. No one went out of their way to get me something that I would have liked but wasn't what I asked for.
Or wouldn't have liked and would have had to return today.
Like Eshmom.
Which would have sucked.
Yeah.
Poor Eshmom.
So, I mean, if you're curious, I mean, there are technically four different MacBook Airs. There's a low-end 11-inch and a high-end 11-inch, and the same goes for the 13.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just aiming on getting the most, you know, basic of the MacBook Air with the 64, I think it's 64 GB flash on
it. Yep, 64 gigabyte.
Yep. And I think it has a 2 gig mem.
I believe it does. I believe you can fly.
And it already comes pre-installed with some things, but obviously, you know, you can have request
all the goodies that you need to have for the...
Yeah,
for...
but you can, I know on the website I did look, you can request to have other things installed on it, too. But I'm probably just going to go for the most basic, and I'm pretty close to that goal. I'm really close. Like, I won't have to come out of pocket nearly as much as I initially thought I'd have to.
No, you're going
to
be flipping close to that shizzle.
Yeah, I know.
But, I mean, you know, if you're looking at the sucker, right? Okay, and even with the, at the 64 gig, okay, and we're talking 64 gig flash memory. It's not like there's a fucking platter hard drive in there spinning. So that's amazing, because that's instant on, okay? You know, you could take that thing up to 4 gigs for just another $100. And that's redonkulous, okay?
Ooh, maybe I'll do that.
You know, you can have iWork put on there for $50. I mean, that's ridiculously cheap.
Is that the thing that has Pages?
Yeah, that has Pages, Keynote, and Numbers. But what's really interesting is that the fucker will run Aperture. Okay, now I'm going to go Apple nerd here for like half a minute.
Go right
ahead.
Okay,
it's really going to be more like 5 minutes, but whatever. So I use Aperture a lot because I have a really nice Nikon camera that takes images in the RAW file format, and I love playing around with them, archiving them. A lot of the events that we go to that we take pictures of, most of them are shot with that. And I organize them all. I edit them, almost all of them, except for the ones that need additional Photoshop stuff, all in Aperture. It's a beefy program, okay? It's not like WordPad, okay? There's some stuff going on there. And the fact that an 11-inch MacBook Air, as tiny as it is, can run Aperture says a lot. I don't think that you need it, but, you know, you could run it.
Right.
But Sucker will run Final Cut Express.
But needless to say, I mean, with all that in mind, you know, I'm definitely going to be going, and that will be my purchase with these cards.
It will be your purchase.
It will be, in fact. And
it will be your purchase.
And I was just really excited about that. I mean, I knew a lot of people were aiming to get that because I knew I asked for it, so I wasn't surprised. I mean, if anything, I'm surprised at the nominal amounts that everyone gave me, because I didn't think I'd come nearly as close as I am. Like, I really
wouldn't. Well, maybe your family doesn't suck as much as you think they do.
I never said my family sucks.
No, but sometimes you think it.
Though we did have one little funny excursion, because as I was counting them, I was like, yep, and that's the amount. And Eshmom and Ninja were like, no.
I can count. No. I looked at Eshmom and went, no, you're a little off.
Yeah, because Eshmom forgot.
She forgot and left it in her lunchbox.
That's Eshmom for you. But anyway, really excited about that. Can't wait to get that computer. That will solely be the computer I bring with me to events to lessen my nerd sack.
Whereas my nerd sack will be filled with iPad. Your nerd sack will be filled with MacBook Air.
We're gonna be traveling pretty light, light and tight.
Yeah. Oh, my. You know, I thought I was supposed to be doing that this episode. But no, you always have to up me.
You said that earlier, and I'm like, that should be trademarked.
Light and tight, I did?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
That's where else would I have gotten that from?
I will.
Thanks.
I don't believe that I said that.
Thanks. Yeah.
It's a possibility, but I don't believe
no,
it.
No, didn't you say lean and mean?
I said lean and mean, because trust me, I would not have said light and tight.
Oh, I think you did say lean and mean.
Yeah, I did.
And I was like, oh. I must have thought light and
tight. Yeah, well.
Light and tight.
Mm-hmm. So, you know where you got that from?
Me.
You.
Damn.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's all you,
so
all
she'll
day,
travel
baby.
Lean and mean because the Mac, the iPad is a little thicker. And I will carry, I'll be
no,
light and
iPad's
tight.
The iPad's the same.
Yeah, but it looks thicker.
Well,
because of the way it looks.
Right, because it doesn't bevel to a point where the MacBook Air does.
Yeah.
But as far as like the core,
yeah.
Core of it.
So you're lean and mean and I'm light and tight. What?
Fuck that shit.
Dude,
we'll have to rework that statement.
What? No, just
mean. I'm not mean. Don't look at me like that. I'll shank you, bitch.
And you, wait, did you?
With love. It's my love shank. See, it's got a little Hello Kitty
kindness.
Heart on it.
Gonna yeah. Kill me with kindness?
Literally, this is kindness. My shank. I named
oh, stop it.
Oh, that's your line. Don't even give me that shit. On top of that, I'm going to throw one more in real quick. I'm not going to describe it, though. I got the third cymbal for my Ion drum kit. So I'm really, really looking forward to finally finishing my unpack of my living room.
I was about to say, because you need to unpack this living room
before So I can put, because it's going right there. Right there at the end of the couch, and I'm really looking forward to Rock Band 3 once my drum kit is reassembled, because right now the box is literally...
Can't you just play the Ion drum kit without the system, like, as just a drum kit with, like, a boom?
Well, there are a couple ways that you can do it. You can either get a...
I might just come down here and hit on your drums.
I mean, you could. It's not going to make any noise. You can...
Why can't... You don't have the thing that makes the noises?
No, because I don't have $400 right this minute to go out and buy the drum head. So that we'll do that. Yeah.
I thought you had all of it because I thought you were that awesome.
Oh, I'm pretty awesome, but I'm not a real drummer in real life.
Don't go into your awesome room today. It might not let you in.
You know what? I'm just going to walk down my hall of gratuitous praise because I'm awesome. I don't need the room to tell me I'm awesome.
Then why have the room?
Stop it. It's for other people. You know, guests come in, they need a little refreshment.
You don't put other guests in your awesome room, because what if they're not awesome? Because then you don't want to be friends with them if they're not awesome. And then you're awesomest.
Wait. I don't want to be that kind of person that will only be friends with people who are awesome. Okay, everyone's awesome.
So you're
awesome.
Friends with people who are not awesome?
I have some friends who are not awesome. They're great. They're spectacular, but they're not
Wait. Spectacular? Awesome. Spectacular is less than awesome?
Yeah. Like, you have you have
We need to draw
good,
the hierarchy
spectacular.
Of... And then...
Awesome.
What's after awesome?
Wicked. Awesome
No,
sauce.
Wicked only pertains to people in Massachusetts.
No, there's some wicked people out in California, man.
I don't know, man.
And there's some wicked people down in
Texas. They don't use that word. They wouldn't know where that...
No, we use wicked pissa. It's, like, hyphenated. No, I'm talking,
like it's wicked.
Wicked
hot. It's wicked cold. You're wicked hot. You're wicked ugly.
It's used in New York. It's used in California.
I have never heard it in New York.
Yeah, surfers especially.
In New York. Surfers in New York?
No, I'm talking about California. The last
thing
I said
was talking about New York, and you're
well,
sitting there talking
I
about California.
Look, you know what? We're on different levels on this. But anyway, awesome is above spectacular.
Wicked. Sometimes you just have to say win in Rome.
Yep, sometimes you do. But yeah, I'm looking forward to getting the drum kit out and going through some of the pro drum stuff on Rock Band 3, because that's, you know, one of the things I really enjoy doing in Rock Band is playing drums and singing, so that's going to be really fun. One thing that I didn't get for Christmas that I thought I would, which is really surprising to me, was that nobody got me the keyboard for Rock Band 3.
Oops.
I was kind of surprised by it. I thought somebody was going to do that.
You know.
Oh.
My bad.
Like, I wasn't looking at you to be, like, looking at you, but, like, I thought that somebody was going to do that.
I never thought it was on the list. It's on Black Friday. I might have had my thumb on it. And now I think about it, because I think there was a GameStop stop, and I didn't go. Shit.
Yeah, because I was kind of surprised. I'm like, look, everybody knows how much I love Rock Band. And I've been saying, you know what I want?
I put it on the list. What was that controller?
It was on the list of three. It was like the in-case thing for the iPad, pajamas, a gift card for Lane Bryant, and no. The Lane Bryant thing came after, because she's like, you need one more thing. And the keyboard for Rock Band. And I told her, I was like, and the keyboard for Rock Band is really cheap. It's only $80.
I know. She was like, you know, what was that weird controller thing? Like, and I remember telling her, because we were in Walmart. And I was like, oh, yeah, it's a keyboard thing. Yeah, we're not going to find it here. We'll go somewhere else. I forgot.
So what about you? What was one thing that you thought that you would get and you didn't? Or you thought that
there
was
a potential? Believe it or not, it was really funny, because halfway through the thing, I'm like, no one's going to remember that I wanted fucking gift cards. And I'm going to get, like, tube socks and, like, slim
pajamas.
And I would have gone for some pajamas. No. But, in all honesty, I was very surprised that of the friends who didn't know what to get me, that I did not get, actually, no, I got that. I got a gift card from Best Buy. I got a gift card from GameStop. Apple Store, all, man, they covered bases, really. They really covered bases, actually. And then Ash Mom got me lip gloss for my lips. Smexy. I didn't get anything that sucked.
I didn't get anything that sucked.
No. But I, no, because I told everybody what, well, actually, I shouldn't say that. I'll be dead honest. So.
Some
people didn't get the memo who I thought would have gotten the memo because Ash Mom runs a mouth about everything. And I was expecting more Apple Store gift cards.
Oh my God.
To be, so granted, I got gift cards for places that I definitely go. But of the few that I got that weren't for the, I'm a little disappointed. just a little bit. Not enough for me to be like, get this fucking GameStop out of here. Get this Best Buy out of my face.
Who the fuck goes to Best Buy these days?
It's like, go get this returned. Go to the Apple Store.
Get your money back.
No.
And then go and get an Apple Store gift card.
But granted, like, I mean, I got some Lane Bryant gift cards, and we already know that I like to dress.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Best Buy also.
So I mean, flame fire fierce.
So I mean, I'm not heartbroken that I got them, but I was just like, wish they, because if I'd add all the gift cards that I got that weren't for the Apple Store and had, I would probably have to pay $10 out of pocket.
Yeah,
for
that's
my
true.
For my Mac Air.
Put those all together, yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, you merry bastards,
you merry Christmasers.
It's like, but it's the thought that counts. So I mean,
it
like,
is
I'm
the
not,
thought. The thought. And everyone put thought in.
Into
it. Because gift
they're
cards
all
that you
things
didn't
that
get.
I like.
Right.
So it wasn't like a gift card to Walmart when I don't go to Walmart. And if I do, I don't tell anybody I'm going. Like, hey, guys, where are you going? Wallet. I got to go run some errands, like laundry and stuff.
Yeah, where are you going to do your laundry? Like a place. It's cool. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Why can't you tell me? Oh, you know what? Got to get in the car.
I was like, oh, my God. My comforters really smell. I got to go. But no. So I really wasn't upset. Though, if anything, maybe I was surprised I didn't get an Amazon.
I got an Amazon.
I'm surprised no one tried to gift me Netflix. Even though I have it, I'm surprised someone was like, have some more Netflix. I'd be like, oh, that's so thoughtful, but I already got mine. Thanks.
No, because you already got your Netflix.
So I know. I actually have a... I can gift Netflix. But
I know you can gift it, but...
No, but they were like... You should totally gift it. And I was like, all my friends who I would gift it to have Netflix.
Right.
So who the fuck do I give it to? Like kids in Ethiopia?
Who don't have the internet?
Who don't have TVs? Like, I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, you can't really donate that to charity.
Yeah.
Dude, have a month to give Netflix on me. Cheer you up. Have a month.
Yeah.
You know.
Have two. Well, actually, I think mine's two.
Okay.
But still. No, so not really upset. Wish we, gift cards great. Wish the purposing had gone completely in
the
direction.
Dude, I got a little bit of everything. I got gadgets.
You
okay.
Got a shitload of gadgets. Don't
I did.
Even.
I got gadgets. I got gadgets.
You got gadgets.
You know,
got gift cards
I got,
for clothes.
Yeah, I got gadgets. Okay, I got gift cards for clothes at places that I actually like to get clothes.
And fucking Target, man.
I know. I got Target. I got the hookup.
Yeah,
with,
she got
Target
up the ass.
No. But I got a lot of gift cards for Target.
Like, she could make it rain with her Target gift cards.
I could make it rain with her.
At least four times.
At minimum.
Make it rain! Oh,
okay,
we're done.
It
was
a
shower.
Like a, yeah, really.
It was a
drizzle.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Anyway.
I could kill people with my Apple
Store gift
cards.
Seriously, I got gadgets.
Yeah,
you could.
Yeah,
I mean, really.
I mean, I got, like, what, six?
Yeah, I got
yeah,
seven.
I got, yeah.
I got gadgets. I got anime. Because I
yeah,
got the...
Yeah, she got some fuck... She... I didn't get any anime.
That's
so surprising.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to say, because I'm like, I don't think you got
especially
any
because,
anime.
Especially because Eshmom was talking about Rin.
Yeah, but she got something different.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed when it finally showed up.
Yeah.
Your gift card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm sitting there because I
thought you would appreciate that more.
Yeah, oh, definitely. But yeah. I mean, I just thought it was really funny because she was... The funny story with that is, guys, and I'll tell you the story. So, you know, Eshmom is not completely internet... savvy.
She's making progress, though.
Yeah, she has made great progress
leaps
within a year.
And bounds this year.
But she's still not hip to the tip.
I mean, she asked me what an extension was in Safari the other day. I was like, oh my God. I'm so proud of you for asking this question.
And I'm going to tell you and you won't know what it fucking
like, but
means.
You asked me. You asked me.
But anyway, so Eshmom, you know, trying to be very secretive, which, you know, is usually really hard for her. You know, was trying.
She fails at the secret thing.
She does. Like, what? That's a secret? Can you tell me? Well, no, but yeah. And then she ruins it, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So she had gone on to Amazon, and I have my Amazon bookmarked on her Mac. Her iMac. And when she clicked on it, it popped up just, you know, suggestions for me. So, of course, she thought this was ideal. You know, it's me. Suggestions for me for Christmas. And there was anime up there. I think it was Rin, Sisters of...
Daughters of Nemnocene.
Yeah, that Nem.
Nemnocene.
I'm just going to say Nom Nom. And... And she was like, oh my god. And of course now, you know, Amazon's really good. They'll give you a preview of an episode.
Many different things, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Which is great.
Especially because she's like used to that because of QVC and ShopNBC and shit doing that. Mm-hmm. So she was like, let me check it out. And she was like, oh my god, this would totally be up Panda's alley. And,
In more ways than one.
Yeah, and apparently she went to like write it down or write it somewhere and it refreshed or timed out the page. Mm-hmm. But because Eshmom's memory isn't fresh.
Yes. It's more like a sieve than it is a neural net.
Got really bad short and long-term memory. and she couldn't remember what the name of it was. And I had come down, and she was like, oh, Panda, I saw this anime, and I think you'll totally love it, and I want to get you for Christmas. Okay, Mom. Well, what's it called? I don't remember.
But it was on
Amazon, and there was like a really hot girl on it. I'm like, a lot of anime covers have mm-hmm. hot girls yeah. on it, Mom. Yeah. I'm like, mm-hmm. can you remember a word, maybe one word that might trigger? She's like, I think it's Sisters. There were Sisters. I'm like, I don't know if I'm gonna like this at first. I
was like, anime, I don't know. There was a hot girl in front, and they had something about sisters.
It's like Onegai.
Incest?
Oh my, Onegai twins? Oh my god.
No, not Onegai twins.
Which I own.
What?
I have Onegai teacher and Onegai twins.
What?
Yeah.
Sister.
I know. No, yeah. I know. One's your sister, one's not. Guess. One of them's really, really bad, one of them's not. You want to take that chance? He did. But anyway.
Aww.
Anyway. Aww. So we're sitting there trying to decipher. I'm trying to refresh the page going backwards so I could try to get an idea of what this possibly was. You know, and finally, you know, when I saw it, I was like, is this it? Because the first page actually did have a pretty hot girl, pretty naked. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, that's it. And it was Rin, the daughters of...
Nemnocene.
Nom-nims. Nem-noms.
Not Om-noms. Daughter of Om-noms is different.
Yeah. But so I was like, oh, and it was really funny because one of our listeners had told us if we wanted to see hot girls fucking things and killing things, then we should totally check out Rin.
Yeah.
Which is totally up my alley. So I watched the preview and I definitely liked it. And I'm like, Mom, I'm like, that'd be really good. She's like, oh, well, now you know. So now I can't get it for you because you know. And I'm like, wait. So we spent all day trying to figure this out. And now that you know I definitely would like it, you're not going to get it for me?
That's Esh, Mom.
But it was a fun
Yeah, and story. She didn't get it.
No, she didn't. Nope. She couldn't, no.
Yep.
So I'm very surprised that no one got me anime. Now, granted, yeah, with that Best Buy gift card, I could get myself
you
anime.
You could
so
get some anime.
So therefore, forego this conversation.
Right.
But I probably won't.
Yeah, I got gadgets, I got anime, I got games, because I got Epic Mickey, which I think you're going to end up playing more than I am.
Yeah, maybe.
But, you know, we'll talk about Epic Mickey more in depth next week, because we're definitely going to spend some time on it. But we want to hear from you. What was your holiday like?
What was your most awesome gift? What was your horrible gift? Eshmom got sweaters.
They were
really
bad
sweaters.
They were so bad. We didn't do it, though.
It was not us.
It was not us. We would not do that.
Yes. And
but I'll put a picture up on in the notes for this.
You should see the sweater.
You will. Because I have
it's
a picture.
It's pretty bad, guys. It's pretty bad.
I swear, it's no joke. The picture you will see on the website with this podcast post is the gift. And you can just tell us. Make sure that you hit us at facebook.com/landofesh. And we'll put a discussion up about the holiday stuff. Join in. Like the page if you like us and all that kind of stuff. Because we really want to hear from you guys. And you can also just visit us on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com. Or you can use that short address that we have, which is
esh.co. That's esh.co. The short address will bounce you to the long one, and you can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or just questions for us, you can email us at question. No, you can't. I'm lying to you. You can... You can email us at mailbag@landofesh.com. That's the truth. And if you aren't subscribed to us on iTunes right now, then smack yourself in the face.
And then go to your computer, launch the iTunes application, hit the music store, do a search for Electric Sisterhood, and just hit the subscribe button. Because that ensures that you will get every brand new episode of our podcast the moment that we put it out on the interwebs for consumption. So do it already. And, you know, if you want to, you know, leave a review. Let us know what you think of the show.
If you don't want to do that, you can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine, but also be looking out for the other shows that fly underneath our banner.
That's right, because we're not the only thing that exists in the land of Esh. That's for sure.
Es verdad.
Es la verdad.
Es la verdad, bitches.
Bitches. So on Monday, when you get a brand new episode of our podcast, you can follow it up on Tuesday with a brand new episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade podcast, which is held down by our man, our homie, King Baby Duck. And then on Wednesdays, you can get another episode of the Geek Aggro podcast, which is held down by, I think,
the original OG of the ESH.
Deuce is wild. We've got some other things that are coming up in the works for sure shortly. But the other things that you can do is keep your eye and ear to the ground on the internet for other stuff that we're doing. Not just only on our websites. You can check out the magazine at landofesh.com. You can follow us on Twitter if you want to see the entire crew and find out who you should know to be in the know. Go to twitter.com/ninjasister and check out the Land of Esh list. Everyone who's anyone in the Land of Esh is on that list for your following pleasure. Like I said, you can hit us up on Facebook at facebook.com/landofesh and engage with us. We answer your questions. We do. We post some of our own. We do.
Wait, we do?
Yeah, we do. When people besides myself check it like they supposed to, social media coordinators.
I know. I'm really
community manager.
I'm really sucky at that community stuff right now.
I'm
owning it. I own the fact that I'm sucking at the community thing right now. I'm going to come back around like a boomerang. I might go far, far, but you know I'm coming back.
Oh, my God. I don't even know how to follow that.
It just might take me some time.
So, we're all over the social stuff. Make sure you interact with us and let us know what you like and what you don't. And I'm going to have to say, with that,
shit.
What shit are you digging, Panda?
Black Swan, definitely want to go and see that. I'm also digging the Leather Pants song.
Yeah, you are. YouTube. You are. You are sweating that, like, just a little
oh
bit.
Oh my god, fucking Yu-Gi-Oh! The Abridged Series, Leather Pants. It is awesomeness. And then lastly, Lonely Island, releasing a new album, and they now released a new music video for I Just Had Sex, which is featuring Akon, and you should just embrace it.
I hope that Mother Lover is on that album, because it really needs to be.
I don't know what, I'm surprised that it's not, but it's really funny because in the music video...
How is Mother Lover not on that album?
I don't know why it's not on the one that had the Natalie Portman rap and the...
Because it came out afterwards. So it should be on the second album.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Anyway, so that was really funny, and I like the fact that they've got Akon on that.
Yeah.
And the fact that fireworks were coming out of their crotches, which I thought was a very nice touch at the end of the video. And Boombox! Fingerless gloves. Just totally did the fingerless glove action.
Boombox was on the first album, though.
Yeah, but they finally made the music video
for... Oh, they made a music video for Boombox.
So I'm pimping the YouTube. So technically... YouTube. Number 2 and 3 of Shit I Dig is YouTube.
Okay. Makes sense.
And what about you? Shit you dig.
The Logitech Harmony remote, because it makes life so much easier when you have lots of devices that has lots of remotes to simplify into the one remote that rules them all, which truly does, which is great. I absolutely love, 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 love this thing. So that's high up on my list. I'm also dinging in case. I can't even lie. I know. I was taking inventory.
You got a lot of in case.
I was taking inventory.
In case you didn't know, she likes in case.
In case you didn't know, I like shit from in case. GoInCase.com. They should really sponsor us at this point because I think I have about 4 or 5 different bags. 3 to 12 different cases for various
cases.
iDevices. And,
3 iPod devices.
And we'll have more, definitely, in the future. So I'm definitely digging in case right now. And, lastly, I just gotta, straight up say Xbox Live. I've been having a lot of fun.
I haven't played my Xbox in a long
time. I have. I gotta tell you, I have such a great experience on Live now that it's just phenomenal. So, yeah, those are my shits that I dig. And we look forward to hearing from you guys. So, I am Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out of here, people.
See you guys next week.
Next week! I have to add that I, in fact, own Apple stock. This is to serve as my disclaimer.